Good morning, brothers and sisters. I look out and I can't see you, but I trust that you're comfortable in your homes and ready to learn.
真的是弟兄姐妹们，今天很高兴与大家在一起。虽说我看不见你们，但是我有信心大家都在这里仔细听神的话语。
In past years, especially Brother Jonathan Fong has taught on the kingdom of God.
在去年整个一年，特别是彭弟兄在这里教导了神的天国的故事。
This is what I am preaching on last month and today, two parts in the kingdom of God.
上个月的时候我也这里讲了这个主题，这次我要接着讲，这个是主题的第二部分，就是神的国。
Last month we talked about the unstoppable kingdom.
上个月我们所讲的是神的国，完全不能停止的神的国。
Today we're going to ask the Lord to teach us about the mystery of the kingdom.
我们今天要求神能够教育我们神国度的奥秘。
And so we reflect now and we anticipate God unfolding his teaching on the kingdom of God today.
今天我们真是期盼，我们真是在这里等待神向我们能够彰显他神国的奥秘。
When Jesus was resurrected, he came and he began to speak about the kingdom themes.
当主耶稣基督来的时候，他复活的时候，复活以后，他这里常常给我们讲的就是神的国的奥秘。
And we can see that in Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, when he speaks of the kingdom of God.
当我们能够看到这一点，在这个使徒行传一章一到三节的时候，耶稣就讲的神的国的事情。
And focusing on verse 3 especially, we read these words,To these, his chosen apostles, Jesus also presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God.
我们这里特别要注意的是《使徒行传》第一章一到三节中，尤其是第三节所讲的，就是他受害以后用许多的证据将自己活活的显给使徒看，40天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。
God likes to give proofs that give enough evidence to establish that something is true.
神很愿意给我们一些证据，这些证据就是能够显示就是能够建立证明某个事情是真的。
When God gives proofs, he wants to establish and convince people to believe in what he's saying.
当神向我们显示他给我们的证据的时候，他是用这个证据让我们相信他说的是真的。
And because he has the most accurate proofs, we need to listen to him when he speaks.
因为神有最精确、最准确的证据，所以当神说话的时候，我们要用耳朵仔细的听。
And God gives proofs, but there is a timeline when he wants us to respond to his proofs.
神给出这么一个证据，但是神需要我们能够回应他的这个证据，在一定特定的时间里面，一定的时间段里面。
And you can see this very clearly in Acts chapter 17, verses 30 through 31.
大家仔细看一下，大家看一下圣经的使徒行传17章的30到31节。
These are really important verses, and let me read them in English. Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men that all people everywhere should repent, because he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising Jesus from the dead.
好，使徒行传17章30到31节是这样讲的，世人愚昧无知的时候， 神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的证据。
So here's the proof that there will be a day of judgment by Jesus.
所以这里面所讲的就是这么一个证据，有一天我们所有的人都要被耶稣所审判。
The resurrected Jesus is God's chosen, legitimate, final judge.
被神所拣选的复活的耶稣就是我们最终的大法官。
And God gives proof that Jesus is alive forever to fulfill his role as judge of all people.
神也给出这么一个证据，耶稣是活到永远的，然后他是作为所有人的这个大法官这个职位的。
No other human being, no other founder of any philosophy or religion can ever make the same claim that they have come back from the dead and stayed alive.
没有一个世人或者历史上有这么一个人他能够从死里复活。
So don't forget, Christianity is absolutely unique because its founder Jesus is alive, having come back from the dead, and he is well and operating today.
但作为一个基督徒，大家应该清楚，我们是很特殊的人，因为我们的主耶稣基督是从死里复活的，而且现在还活着，每天做他的事。
Now the topic of the mystery of God's kingdom is important to define the word mystery.
对神的国的奥秘来说，这个奥秘这个字是非常特殊的。
A warning to everyone, do not interpret the Bible or try to explain the Bible by just using modern day English or dictionary terms.
我要给大家一个警告，不要轻易的用现在的任何一种语言或者是英语来试尝试解释这个圣经或者定义这个圣经。
Using interpretive tools in your own language, you can look at the Hebrew words and you can look at the Greek words and get a lot closer to the Bible's meaning.
用你自己的语言，用一些翻译的工具，把你的自己的语言翻成这个原先的希伯来语或者是希腊语，这样的话你能对圣经的意义有更多的明白。
So when the Hebrew and Greek define the word mystery, mystery does not mean something that is unknown or something that is difficult to understand.
在原始的这个希腊文的定义中，这个奥秘并不是说这么一个事情是很难明白的或者是不知道的事情。
The word mystery doesn't mean it's an unsolvable puzzle.
这个奥秘这个字并不代表这个事情是不可解决的，就是拼图的话是解决不了的拼图，这个意思并不是这个意思。
It means that people can't grasp the real meaning unless God chooses to reveal the meaning.
奥秘这个字是说人们掌握不了这个真正的意思，不明白真正的意思，一直要等到神把这个秘密的事情写明出来。
The biblical essence of mystery is this. There is a divine purpose which God has designed from eternity but has kept hidden from men.
圣经里的这个奥秘的意思就是说，神已经设计了一个最终的一个计划，是神所设立的神圣的，他这个计划人不知道的，但是最终神把人是不知道的。
So in biblical Greek, mystery is something that awaits disclosure, it awaits explaining, it awaits telling, and it awaits correct interpretation.
在希腊文的这个圣经希腊文的圣经中，这个奥秘这个字是说某一件事情是隐藏的，是等待被解释出来的，然后要等待着被正确的解释的。
So God alone holds the answers if he wishes to give them of mysteries that no one can understand. can figure out.
是，这个奥秘是神所设计的，它藏，答案隐藏在神那里，一直要等神把它彰显出来，人们才明白这个意思。
We know in perfect timing in history, God sent his son at the right time to save people.
在我们知道在历史上神在一个特定的时间特殊把他的儿子降生到世上来然后救世人。
And I hope you are discovering regularly that God's timing not only in the world, but God's timing in your life is perfect.
我们要讲大家让大家明白神的这个解决这个答案不但是在历史上有个特定的时间在你的生命中他给你各样的答案也是有特定的时间的。
And sometimes that's where the trouble comes. We have our timing and God has his perfect timing.
我们有时候也有很麻烦因为我们有我们达到某件事情的时间但是神给我们设定的时间是美好的时间也是按照神的计划这两者并不有不一样。
When we use the phrase kingdom of God, that phrase is not used in the Old Testament.
我们在这里所看见神的国在旧约中并没有这个字并没有神的国这个字。
But when we come to the New Testament, Jesus begins to explain the mysteries of the kingdom of God, and he uses those phrases.
一直到新约的时候，耶稣到地上来，耶稣向人解释神的国是耶稣用了这个特殊的字。
So what we have is God's gift to us in his Bible. All 66 books are in perfect unity.
所以神给我们这么一个这本圣经，这个圣经66本书是完整的，是这样一个和谐的一本书。
So when we read the 39 books in the Old Testament, and we read the 27 books in the New Testament, we can rediscover the principle of the Bible's perfect unity.
当我们读旧约的39篇和新约的27篇这本整个圣经的时候我们会发现这个整个圣经是完整的是完美的完整。
So we know that if we just use 15 minutes a day average to read the 66 books, if we read 15 minutes a day for 1 year, we will read all 66 books.
我们知道我们如果每天花15分钟的时候然后来读整个66卷书的话我们用一年就可以把这个整个圣经读完。
And when we read regularly and understand the unity of the Bible, we may rediscover this principle.
当我们每天读这样一个圣经 读整个圣经的话我们就看见整个的圣经是完美的和谐。
Here's the principle. The new is in the old concealed, and the old is in the new revealed.
就是说这个新约就是说这个新是在旧约的时候被隐藏的。这个旧约呢是在旧的呢是在新约里面被彰显出来的。
So the Old Testament points forward to the coming of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the serpent crusher.
这个旧约是这样子在旧约的时候指向将来要发生的事就是将来要来的耶稣基督这个是救赎主他是这个毁蛇的消灭毁蛇的这个救世主。
So the Old Testament casts a shadow. It's like the shadow of my fingers. It casts a shadow. The shadow's not real.But Jesus is coming and he is real.
旧约的时候是就是一个新约的一个影子。这个影子就像我们的手指所放就放在地光照出来这个影子就是这个影子。但是影子不是实质实质是新约来的耶稣。
So in the Old Testament, there are different kinds of sacrifice and they are the shadows or they are the hints that something greater, something real,something really sacrificial is coming.
所以在旧约的时候我们知道有新约的影子它有很多的各种各样的献祭的方式但是献祭的方式 这个和献祭并不是实质，实质指的是真的耶稣基督神的儿子作为我们的献祭。
So when the real and ultimate sacrifice, Jesus himself on the cross, when he comes, he changes the direction away from God and towards God, and he opens the path for people who by faith want to receive forgiveness for their sins.
所以当耶稣基督到地上来，最后把身体献上，上了十字架以后，他才是把旧约里面的这个影子变成了实质，使那些旧约里的人忠心仰望的人真的是看到知道了这个实质是这个实质最终变成是怎样。
Have you discovered how great a coach Jesus is?
你有没有发现我们的耶稣真的是一个很伟大的一个教练。
When he was walking after he was resurrected on Luke 24 verses 25 to 27, he begins to know these two disciples need his coaching.
我们在圣经中看见在这个路加福音24章25节到27节中，他看见两耶稣，我们看见耶稣看见两个门徒，他这个去他耶稣说真的是要教练作为一个教练来教导这两个门徒。
So he says to them, O foolish men and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? Verse 27. Then beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, Jesus explained to them the things concerning himself in all of the scriptures.
好，耶稣在这个教导这里去以马努斯路上的两个门徒的时候是这样说的，路加福音24章25到27节，耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了，基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先师起，凡经上所指的自己的话都讲给他们明白了。
So to fully understand the mystery of the kingdom of God, we must always return to the valuable Old Testament and its 39 books.
当我们要完全明白神的国的奥秘的时候，我们一定要到旧约中读这个整个的圣经，这个旧约的整个的39本书我们也要读。
By reading the Old Testament, we look, we examine, we learn from the types of prophecies that show glimpses of God's kingdom.
那读了旧约呢，我们就可以看到，我们也能够明白旧约中各样的预表，就是神国的各样的预表。
So which valuable Old Testament prophecy helps us understand the coming of God's kingdom?
那么旧约中哪个预言能够帮助我们明白神的国来临的事情呢？
I'll pick Daniel chapters 2 verses 31 through 43.
我这里选的是但以理书二章31到43节。
In this chapter, King Nebuchadnezzar is given several visions of a series or a string of nations.
我们在这里看见尼布甲尼撒王，神给他看见异象，看见将来的几个国。
The nations are Babylon and Medo-Persia and Greece and Rome, and they are going to dominate world history.
他让他看见将来要来的国是巴比伦国、波斯国、希腊国和罗马国，这些国一个一个要在人类历史上占据地位。
But when each of these nations rise and then fall, there is a divine kingdom set up by God and pictured in Daniel 2 verse 44.
当这些国起来或者最后毁灭，最后但是神的国就在但以理书二章四十四节，神向他显示。
It says this, in those days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed, And that kingdom will not be left for another people. It will crush and put an end to all of those kingdoms, but it itself will endure forever.
但以理书二章二章四十四节是这样说的，神向尼布甲尼撒王，当那列王在位的时候，天上的神必另立一国，永不败坏，也不归别国的人，却要打碎灭绝那一切国，这国必存到永远。
So God's true prophets like Daniel will look forward to a triumphant day when God's kingdom will arrive and God will set up his rule on earth.
就像神的先知在但以理一样，他是往前看，他看见有一天胜利的那个吹号的那一天，神的国会到来临，然后这个神把他的国建在这个地上。
God's kingdom will displace all other kingdoms and all other authorities.
神的国会代替所有的，会打碎和代替所有地上的国。
All those nations and all those kingdoms who wanted to be great and remain great will be erased by God as opposing kingdoms to him.
那些在地上的国，那些想要成伟大的国或者永远做伟大的国的话，神会打碎他们。
God alone will be king and ultimate ruler then of his and with his kingdom of God.
神在神的国里面要做王，是做永久的王和永远的统治者。
So Jesus is very excited and committed to teaching about the kingdom of God. It's one of his most favorite subjects.
所以耶稣我们看见他在那里很愿意很愿意把他的神国的奥秘给别人，让他的门徒知道。
In Mark's Gospel chapter 4 and Matthew's chapter 13, there are a group of parables that disclose and uncover and reveal the mystery of the kingdom of God.
在马可福音第四章和马太福音十三章有很多有很一组这样的比喻，就是耶稣用来向他的门徒彰显天国奥秘的比喻。
Jesus is the highest expert in using parables to illustrate biblical truths.
耶稣是最善于用这个比喻来解释这个圣经的真理的。
And parables are true stories from everyday life experiences that tell and illustrate a central truth in Christ's messages.
大家知道这个比喻是用一个每天日常发生的这样一个亲历，能够用这样一个经历来解释神国的信息。
And the central truth Jesus is teaching in his parables is the mystery of the kingdom of God.
所以这个在整个的耶稣的教导中，这个中心的这个真理就是神国的奥秘。
In Mark chapter 4, verses 10 through 12, Jesus teaches the purposes of the parables that he is going to use.
在马可福音四章十到十二节中，耶稣教导他的门徒他为什么用这个比喻的这个目的。
And so from a boat, Jesus begins teaching a very large crowd standing on the shore listening to him.
所以在这个船上，耶稣在这里教导很多很多的人，站在岸上的人。
This teaching is probably at the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus' voice can be heard over 300 feet away, because the water carries the sound beautifully.
所以这个事情发生应该是在加利利海，耶稣的声音可以传大概300尺，大概这个声音是因为这个水面传播的关系，就声音就很清楚。
And over in verse 11, he says this, Mark 4, verse 11, he says this to the crowd who are listening on the shore.
在马可福音四章十一节，耶稣说了这样的话，对岸上的会这个人民民众说了这样的话。
Picture Jesus speaking to you as you're in the crowd, and he says, "To you has been given the mystery of the kingdom of God, but those who are outside get everything in parables, so that while seeing, they may see and not perceive, and while hearing, they may hear and not understand. Otherwise, they might return and be forgiven."
So, 耶稣想象你就是在这个岸上的听众们，所以耶稣对他们说神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，对外人讲凡事就用比喻，然后
When Jesus,
不明白yeah, okay, continue.
When Jesus looks at the crowds, he is not willing that any one of them should perish because they don't understand his teaching.
当耶稣对些会众的时候，对着这些听众的时候，他并不希望他们最终会毁灭，他是希望他们能明白。
And there are two groups of people in the crowd. One group are his disciples and people who are committed to him, people who recognize him already to be the true Messiah.
所以在他的这个听众中有两组人，一组是他的门徒，那些他的门徒是完全信靠他，相信他是那个救世主的。
But also in the crowd were people who were not committed to Jesus. They were maybe just curious, or they wanted to be entertained.
所以在会众的听众的另一部分人，他们并没有委身给耶稣，他们只是想听，或者是他们只是当作一个娱乐，他们并没有完全信靠神的话。
There were people in the crowd who were not serious yet about changing their lives from their normal self-centered living to living a life that would follow Jesus. They're not there yet.
那些听众中有一些人，他们并没有完全信靠神，他们的生活中是以自我为中心的，他们还没有完全信靠耶稣。
And what these uncommitted or maybe hard-hearted listeners would likely hear would be a parable. They'd only hear a story with God's truth embedded or inside the story.
这些人他们是没有委身，他们心里刚硬，他们喜欢听的就是一个比喻的故事，这个比喻的故事有一些神的道理在里面。
These were the outsiders.Who couldn't yet understand what the insiders, the real disciples, could already understand.
这些是局外的人，他们不会明白这些里面的人，真正的门徒和真正的信靠神的人所明白的事情。
The insiders, or Christ's chosen disciples, could better understand because they were already regenerated through new life in the Holy Spirit. They understood.Some kingdom realities.
这些在里面的人，里面的门徒，能够更明白神所说的这个新生命的意思，因为他们已经被圣灵浇灌。
Of course, in the midst of the 12, and Judas was a questionable disciple. I don't know if he was born again, but I do know he betrayed Jesus for money.
其中十二个门徒中有一个就是那个犹大的，我也不明白这个人是不是有了新生的经历，但是不管怎样，他是最后因为钱的缘故背叛了，出卖了主耶稣。
Now Jesus shifts over to a very important parable called the parable of the sower.
然后呢，耶稣呢又到了又把他的讲话呢转到另一个很重要的题目，就是灵魂的比喻。
This Mark 4 parable seems to be a key to understanding all the other parables. I think there are 25 of them that Jesus used to teach.
这个马可福音四章十三节里面有一个总结，这个是耶稣讲的二十五个比喻中的最重要的一个总结。
So Jesus, who is the best question answer in all of asker in all of history, asks them two key questions. He asks his disciples two key questions afterwards.
所以在耶稣是最好的这个提问题和回答问题的人，在他所问的那么多25个问题中间，他这个最终的这个马可福音4章13节是最终的一个问题，最终的一个讲比喻的这个事情。
He says, do you not understand this parable? And how will you understand all the parables?
他13节是这样说的，又对他们说，你们不明白这比喻吗？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？
He's now talking, after he is taught, he's now talking to his disciples privately.
现在他教导了众人以后，现在这里呢，他是和他的这个门徒是单独的讲话的。
When he was speaking to those who were not, they were not his people yet, some of the parables were warnings to them.
当耶稣对那些会众，对那些民众讲这个事情比喻的时候，有些人还没有委身给耶稣，所以耶稣给他们的这个比喻是一个警告。
To the people outside the kingdom at this time, there is a principle that if they resist the light, they will go blind.
所以对那些抵挡神话语的，还没有信神的人说，他们如果抵挡神的话语，就抵挡的光，然后就瞎了眼。
Light resisted blinds people.
所以光并不进入那些瞎了眼的人。
But light received illuminates people.
但是光能够照亮人的眼睛。
And so, brothers and sisters, hopefully you have your Bibles. We want to read Mark 4:13 through 20 as the very important parable of the sower.
所以大家有圣经的话，我们要一起读这个马可第四章的13到20节，这个是很重要的。
I'm going to read the whole verses in English, and then we'll do the Mandarin.
好，我们先读一下英文，然后再读中文。是马可福音四章13节到20节。
Now Jesus is explaining to his disciples. The crowds are not there. He is explaining to them the meaning of what he taught because they don't seem to understand it yet.
所以这时候会众耶稣并没有对众人说，只是对他的门徒说，因为这些门徒还不明白耶稣的比喻的含义。
Mark 4:13 through 25. This is Jesus' explanation. And he said to them, do you not understand this parable? How will you understand all the parables? Verse 14, the sower sows the word. There are ones who are beside the road where the word is sown, and when they hear, immediately Satan comes and takes away the word which has been sown in them. In a similar way, these are the ones on whom seed was sown on the rocky places, who when they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy. And they have no firm root in themselves, but are only temporary. Then when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately they fall away. Verse 18, and others are the ones on whom seed was sown among the thorns. These are the ones who have heard the word, but the worries of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And those are the ones on whom seed was sown on the good soil, and they hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. And verse 21, and he was saying to them, a lamp is not brought to be put under a basket, or is it, or under a bed? Is it not brought to be put on the lampstand? For nothing is hidden except to be revealed, nor has anything been secret, but that it would come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And he was saying to them, take care what you listen to. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you, and more will be given you besides. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and whoever does not have even what he has shall be taken away from him.
好，我们一起来读一下马可福音四章十三节到二十五节。好，我们一起读十三节。又对他们说，你们不明白这比喻吗？怎样，这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？撒种之人所撒的就是道，那撒在路旁的就是人听了道，撒旦立刻来把撒在他心里的道夺了去。那撒在石头地上的就是人听了道立刻欢喜领受，但他心里没有根，不过是暂时的，即使未到遭了患难或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。十八节。还有那撒在荆棘里的就是人听了道，十九，后来是有世上的忧虑、钱财的迷惑和别样的私欲进来把道挤住了，就不能结实。那撒在好土好地上的就是人听到又结实又领受，并且结实，有三十倍，有六十倍，还有一百倍的。二十一节，耶稣又对他们说，人拿灯来岂是要放在斗底下床底下，不放在灯台上吗？因为掩藏的事没有不显出来的，隐瞒的事没有不露出来的。当耳可听的就应当听。二十四，又说，你们所听的要留心，你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们，并且也要多给你们，因为有的还要给他，没有的连他所有的也要夺去。
Okay. We understand that in some Bible times, farmers sowed their seed without first plowing up the ground.
大家知道在这个圣经的时间那个时段的时候，有一些这个农民他耕地的时候并不去翻土。
Therefore, seed fell on various kinds of ground, and they also fell on paths or roads.
所以这个种子是撒在各种各样的不同的地方的。
We learn from this there are always enemies of seeds that are sown.
所以我们从这些比喻中可以学到，在所撒的种子中有很多的敌人。
The first enemy identified here is Satan, who comes immediately and takes away the seed sown.
所以第一个我们所看见这个撒种所碰到的敌人就是撒旦，他看见这个所撒的种子立即就把它抢走了。
Another natural devourer of seeds are birds and their enemies that eat the seeds so that there's no growth.
所以第二个敌人就是这个吃这个种子的就是那个鸟，这个他就是那些敌人立即把这个在没有种子还没长之前就把种子抢走了。
There are unproductive soil conditions like too many rocks and not enough nutrients, and they don't help grow healthy seeds.
还有一个就是这个土的光景，因为这个土里有太多的石头还没有一定的营养，所以这些种子也长不起来。
My wife always plants a garden, and sometimes she lets me go or helps me go or wants me to go to a local place to get soil improvement, moss or manure, so that she works the soil before she plants.
所以我太太我妻子常常让我去一个本地一个商店去买一些东西，这个不论是养料也好，或者是这个动物的粪也好，这些是为了能够改变这个土的光景，能够让种子成长。
If I want to give my wife a good gift, rather than give her books or jewelry, I give her something that helps her plant a good garden. She loves it, or good flowers that she really likes.
Yeah, 我太太所喜欢的一个礼物，如果不是那一本书或者是什么。项链啊什么的话，他最喜欢的就是我给他一些这个好的土，让他的能够花园里的东西，花园里的花能够健康很快乐，能够很好的成长。
So now Jesus is going to explain other obstacles that prevent growth in verses 17 through 19, but let's look at verse 14.
所以耶稣也在后面17章节到19节讲了其他的一些光景能够不让情况让那个种子不能成长的。但是我们先看一下14节。
Jesus is explaining to his disciples, the sower sows the word.
所以撒种子人所撒的就是道。这个是
The word of God is the seed that contains biblical truths that can grow in understanding, especially when applied in daily living.
神的道就是圣经的真理，就是这种子就是圣经的真理，那些真理能够在你的心中能够让你明白，然后让能够成长，然后让把这个道理能够应用到日常的生活中。
Only God can produce and provide healthy growth seeds through His healthy word.
只有神能够供给你这些，因为神的道是那么的好，他能够供给你这样很好的种子，让这个种子能够在你心中成长。
The word of God uses people, especially obedient Christians, to distribute by scattering seeds on or in soil in people's lives so they can grow healthily.
神的话就神用他用别人特别是那些完全降服的基督徒们能够把他的话的种子撒给其他人的生命中然后呢这些其他人呢他的生命就能健康的成长。
Now, brothers and sisters, everybody knows that seeds don't grow if you keep them in their packages or on shelves. When you don't open up the seeds, they don't get open and they don't get distributed.
所以大家弟兄姐妹都知道，如果你把种子放在这个容器里面，你不把它拿出来的话，不放在土里的话，它是不会长的。
And so, if you could see, I have several packages of seeds here. There's broccoli, and there's beans, and there's, looks like string beans, and they're all in the packages.
大家弟兄姐妹，你看见我拿出来这个，我有几袋子种子，有不管是这个豆子的种子，还是其他的一些种子，它们都在这个包里面。
And they're really nice pictures. They show me what these seeds could become.
它真的是很好看的这些图片，它告诉我这个种子最终会长成什么东西。
And so if I shake them,
如果我是摇一摇,
I can hear the seeds.
我能听见这个种子在里面发声音。
I will never eat the broccoli if I don't take these seeds out. And have my wife plant them in the ground. I will never eat the string beans. They will only stay in the package.
我大概不把这个种子，如果不把这个种子种到土里去的话，我是永远吃不到这个花椰菜，也吃不到这个豆角的。
I usually cook on Thursdays at my house. If I want to cook broccoli and beans, and I don't take these out of the package unless I go buy them in the store.I don't have anything to cook with.
所以我礼拜四煮饭的时候，如果我不把这个种子放到这个土里，让它们长成花椰菜或者豆角的话，我是除非我到店里去买的已经种好的东西，不然的话我是没法煮菜的。
And we know from Genesis 1:29 that God can produce seed-bearing plants. It's His creation.
所以我们看这个创世纪一章二十九节里面，我们知道神赐给我们的果子果蔬。
It says God said, Behold, I the Lord have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the surface of all the earth, and every tree which has fruit yielding seeds, it shall be food for you.
所以创世纪一章二十九节神说看啊我将遍地上一切结种子的菜蔬和一切树上所结有核的果子全赐给你们做食物。
Plant them and take care of the food, and you will have food to eat. If you don't take care and you don't plant the seeds, you will be hungry and you will not be as healthy as you could be.
好好照看你的一切的果蔬，然后他们就能结出果蔬来，果子来，然后你就有很好的食物吃，不然的话你就没有。
So again, we have to sow in order to reap.
所以我们先要种才能收。
Galatians 6, 7 and 8 teaches us this principle. Verse 7, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
好，这加拉太书六章七八节就讲这个我收和种和收的是什么？加拉太书六章，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，是什么收的也是什么，顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
So verse 9, so let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary.
第九节是这样说的，我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
There is always a need to pace oneself biblically so that the spiritual stamina is available to help a person complete the sowing task.
所以我们一定要把自己放在属灵的光景中，因为只有这样的话，我们的灵性的耐心才能够帮助我们完成这个撒种的工作。
So Jesus takes seeds, he takes the seeds in his story, and he shows us that the real seeds is the word of God that need to be distributed.
神在那里，耶稣在那里告诉我们，真正的种子是神的话，神的话要在这里被传播，要撒种。
Now here Jesus comes again and he explains now to his disciples so they understand the kingdom of God and the growth principles of the word of God.
这里耶稣基督就向他的门徒解释神的国的实质是怎样的？神的话怎样的能够传播出去？怎样的能够成长
？Returning to Mark 4 verse 15, there are people who hear God's word, but Satan, God's evil enemy, comes quickly and he snatches away the word.
所以我们看到这个马可福音四章十五节。就是撒旦来，那撒在路旁的，就是有人听了道，撒旦立刻来，把撒在他心里的道夺了去。
Satan hates God's word, so he targets it to destroy it.
撒旦是那样恨神的话语，神的道，他就把神的道毁坏了。
Satan does not want the word of God to be received or obeyed, so it starts producing spiritual growth.In people's lives.
撒旦不喜欢人听了神的道能够遵从道，然后在这里在人的生命中能够有属灵的成长。
So Jesus is teaching us the principle that the kingdom of God is unfolding, but Satan has a kingdom that is going to fight the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣在那里告诉我们，神的国在这里已经彰显了，但是撒旦的国要把神的国夺去。
That's why the word of God is so important for Christians especially to be taking it in regularly for good, strong, continual health and growth.
所以对我们基督徒来说因为撒旦是这样的要攻击我们，所以我们每天要有健康的，所以有最健康的成长。
Now verses 16 and 17, Jesus names another problem. He calls it rocky places.
所以16、17节是这样讲耶稣的道， 讲神的道友碰到就是石头地。
These are places in lives where firm roots don't go down deep. The firm roots don't go down inside a person's soul, lifestyle, and living habits, and it causes a rupture or abortion.
所以这个所讲的就是石头地，就是神的道没有真正的进入神的人的一个灵魂里面，他的生活的一个习惯没有改变，所以这些就到就中间就不能成长。
Lifespan in rocky places is very brief and very temporary.
大家知道在石头地里面的生命，它长的话是它的生命周期是很短，只是暂时的长一下子。
And when persecution of God's word arises, and it usually will, then immediately these people will leave the Christian faith.
当如果逼迫来到的时候，神的话语就受了逼迫，这些人就会马上离开他的基督徒的信仰。
The history of persecution of Christians usually means some people are going to leave the faith.
这个在基督徒的这个历史中，这个逼迫的意思就是有些人就会离开。
And when persecution of Christians continues, there is always a faithful remnant who will remain and create a stronger, purer Christian community of faith.
即使逼迫来的时候，大家就会看见总有一些这个真正信耶稣的渔民能够在这个能够坚守信仰，成为一个基督徒的一个社区。
We have certainly seen part of this story in Christ's church in mainland China for years.
我们也看见中国大陆有看见这样的一个基督教受逼迫的教会的历史，在大陆看见，在从历史上看见过。
There were always the faithful remnant of Chinese leaders, especially the Bible women, who kept the church alive and growing under persecution.
所以我们知道在中国的历史上就是有这样坚定信念坚定的这个渔民们，这些基督教会的领袖们在那里坚守住，然后教会还能够接着成长。
And today the persecution continues in various parts, as you know, in mainland China.
今天大家也知道在大陆不同的地方，这个信仰也是接着受的逼迫，基督教的信仰也是接着受的逼迫。
Now Jesus is going to go and name three obstacles. He's going to describe people who hear God's word, but these kinds of obstacles, they will choke and suffocate and prevent growth. Here they are.
所以耶稣也接着介绍了，另外还有讲了另外有三种情况。三种阻碍使这个神的道不能成长的，就是让其他的因为就让神的道能不能就是终止成长。
Verses 18 and 19 in Mark, it says this, the cares or worries of the world.
所以就是18-19节就讲到这个有忧虑还有迷惑。
The Greek word for cares,comes from a word that means to be drawn in different directions, in other, to be very distracted.
所以19节讲的这个思虑在希腊文中间就是说这个人的思想被引向不同的方向。
Every day, I see evidence of people who are very distracted, going in many different directions, and some of them have lost their focus.
所以每天我都看见很多的很多的人被各种各样的事情所吸引住，所以他们就不能够集中思想。
In this pandemic crisis, we are seeing many trying to prioritize what is important versus unimportant, and what is essential and what is not essential.
所以我们在这个瘟疫的时间，我们也看见很多人忧虑什么是重要的，什么是不重要的，什么是基本的，什么是不基本的。
Real Christians struggle with daily with their priorities.
真正的基督徒每天就是安排各样事情的重要性。
However, if a Christian invests regular time to be with Jesus, to be in His Word, to be praying in His Word, to allow the Holy Spirit to guide, then true growth is more likely instead of being swept down by the cares and worries and distractions of this world.
如果一个基督徒能够把他的时间每天花在和耶稣在一起，能够读神的话语，然后的祷告，然后再让圣灵指引他每天的日常生活，他的属灵就能成长，不像其他的一些人，他每天都在担心世上还要发生的什么事情。
Now this word for world comes from another word that means a course of life as it is currently being lived on earth by those who do not know God.
所以这个字，这个世界这个字是从另一个字来的，就是这个生，这个人生命的这个一个过程，他这个这段过程是自这段是现在生活在地上的这段过程，他的他这些人他们也不认识神。
Christ is referring and describing the worries of the people of this age who live apart from God. They don't value Him. They don't include Him. They're separated from God. I see this globally during especially these times of the pandemic.
基督徒所讲的这个世界这个意思就是那些这个世界上这些担心的人们，他们这些人并不和神在一起，和不认识神，他们不和神在一起，所以这个成为这个世界这个字的意思。我在这个瘟疫的时间看到很多人就是这样子的。
The second group is what Christ described as the deceitfulness of wealth or riches.
好，第二部分的人就是耶稣所说的受了钱财的迷惑。
How many times have you heard famous people with lots of money say that the money really didn't make them happy?
很多次，多少次你们听说过那些有名的人物，很富有的人物，很有钱的人说，这个钱真的是不让他们快乐。
Proverbs 23:5 says this, when you set your eyes on wealth, it is gone. For wealth certainly makes itself wings like an eagle that flies toward the heavens.
好，这个箴言23:5有这样一句话，你岂要定睛在虚无的钱财上吗？因钱财必长翅膀，如鹰向天飞去。
And Ecclesiastes 4:8 reminds us that the eyes, his eyes were not satisfied with riches.
这个传道书4:8是这样说的，眼目也不以钱财为主。
Our eyes are rarely satisfied unless we are connected with God's priorities.
我们的眼目很少能够满足，除非我们和神连在一起。
And then Ecclesiastes 5:10 tells us, he who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves lots or abundance with its income.
所以传道书5:10也是这样说的，贪爱银子的不应得银子之足，贪爱丰富的也不应得利益之足，这也是虚空。
And then Jesus, teaching his disciples privately from the crowds, tells them that the third obstacle is lust and the desire for other things.
所以耶稣就那个时候教导他的门徒，并不是教导会民众，他是说第三个要就是和别样的私欲进来，是讲的私欲。
So the Greek word for lust means a craving or passionate desire and it changes towards immoral desires often.
所以希腊语这个私欲这个是就是特完全的这个有极大热情的一个欲望，它这个欲望往往转成了不好的不道德的欲望。
There is a long list of other things which obstruct growth, but they don't, and they don't value God, but they aren't named here.
有一长串的事情，一长串的其他的事情，那些事情并不荣耀神，所以他们没有列在这里。
Every day, I can see people's lives that do not include God or honor Him. I think you might see them too.
Yeah, 每一天我们看见很多人的生活并不荣耀神，并不也不把神放在他们的生活中。
The people who don't value God or include Him, they want stuff, material things often, things they can't have, rather than have a personal relationship with God.
所以那些人，有私欲的人，他们就是每天所祈求的就是他们所要的这些一些人的东西啊，他们和神也没有关系。
Have you been watching that the current coronavirus is exposing many people's true motives and true natures?
大家有没有看见现在的这个冠状病毒就在那里把很多人的真正的本质显示出来了？
When I read the reports and watch the global news, I see lots of uncertainties and anxiety and fear and restlessness and longings to escape from uncomfortable situations.
有时候在那里看新闻，不管是世界的新闻还是这个冠状病毒的新闻，你看见，你真的是看见很多的这个不明很不安的事情，很难受的事情，或者很痛苦，或者是无法睡眠，或者是想要从这个不舒服的光景中逃跑的消息。
Of course, there are legitimate concerns like getting money to buy food, or to pay bills, or to keep our investments.
当然有一些是很有理的这些原因了，比如说你要需要钱来买食品，或者需要来付账单，或者是保住你的投资。
There are legitimate needs for medical help and child care and elderly care and housing.
所以也有一些很有理的需求，比如说你的需要医疗上的帮助，你的孩子的照顾，或者年老的帮助，或者是你住宿的房子，这都是有理的。
And these legitimate concerns fall on Christians and non-Christians.
这些所需的生活中所需的，不论是基督徒和非基督徒都有。
There seems to be a great longing for being safe, secure, and being saved by a vaccine.
也有很多人真是盼望有一个安全。有一个能够被这个疫苗所救回来，有这样一个需求。
And there is some hope that governments can rescue economies by pumping money into societies to keep it from sinking.
也有些人希望政府能够多印点钱，能够让这个经济能够维持住，不让经济掉下去。
But for the real Christian, the one who's committed to Christ, God has promise that he will provide basic needs of food, clothing, and housing.
但是对真的基督徒来说，神已经应许他会保证我们有基本的需要，食品、衣服和房子，神都会供应。
The real Christian is reminded to establish priorities of seeking first the kingdom of God and seeking firsthis righteousness in daily living.
真正的基督徒是应该把这个人生的重要性第一要做的就是求神的国，然后又求神的义，在每天的生活中。
The real Christian in the midst of this coronavirus can pray and watch God supply his daily need and get his help to take care of daily needs.
真正的基督徒在这个冠状病毒的时候就会祷告还有仰望神仰望神来够提供他每天所需要的。
These are God's promises, not wishful thinking or escapism.
这个是神的应许不是你自己在是自己的盼望。
I've already seen a son and a brother, be helped with new work in the midst of this virus.
我已经看见两个儿子和两个弟兄他们在这样一个困难的时候有找到了一个新的工找到了新工作。
Christians who are centered in Christ can be the salt that preserves decay.
然后以神为中心的基督徒们就是那盐的不会毁坏的。
Faithful Christians can be the light that God shines on people, especially in this time of deep, deep darkness throughout the world.
大家看见真正的基督徒在这个完全的黑暗的阶段这个时间能够成为别人的光。
So brothers and sisters, I'm going to close this with an application that's very straightforward.
我今天要在这里用一些应用来结束今天的讲道。
Obedient Christians will plant God's word in their lives and in the lives of other people.
真正的基督徒，顺服的基督徒能够栽种神的话语，不论在是他们自己的身上，还是在别人的身上。
Luke 6:46，
路加福音六章四十六节这样讲的。
The Lord says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say?
神这样说，你们为什么呼我主啊，主啊，却不遵我的话呢？
He could easily say to me, and he has sometimes, Dick, 老安 Dick, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not obey me, and not do what I say?
人这样子对我说老安啊迪克老安啊你为什么呼唤我做主啊主啊却不遵我的话行呢
And it helps me for him to say that to me when I'm not obedient.
真的是很帮助我神这样对我说的时候我不听话的时候真的是很帮助我。
And then he reminds us in verse 47 and 48, everyone who comes to me and hears my words and acts upon them, obeys them, I will show you whom he is like.
凡到我这里来听我的话就去行的我要告诉你们他像什么人。
Verse 48, a man building a house on a foundation of rock is solid. When floods come, that house cannot be shaken because it has been well built.
好，四十八节，就像一个人盖房子深深的挖地把根基安在磐石上到发大水的
The song says on Christ the solid rock I stand all other ground is sinking sand
所以这一首歌就是唱的在磐石上我神的根基在磐石上其他的根基都已经毁坏了
Verse 49 But the person who has heard Jesus' teachingsBut does not act in obedience to his teachings will be like a man building a house on poor foundations, waiting until the storms strike and bring quick and total collapse and ruin.
当听见神的话，但不遵神的话去行的话，唯有那有听见不去行的，就像一个人在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲，随即倒塌了。而并且那房子坏得很大。
I encourage you today and ongoing, read God's word.
我鼓励大家从现在开始读神的话语。
Believe God's word.
信靠神的话语。
Obey God's word.
顺服神的话语。
And then share, distribute, and plant God's word in your neighborhoods, among your colleagues, with your families, and with your friends.
然后在这里分享和把神的话语在向你的邻居、向你的同事和你的家庭和你的朋友们能够传扬。
Righteousness, peace, and joy will be present in the Christian who honors God and His Word.
公义、平安和喜乐能够在就是会在基督徒里面，只要是能够护那些听神话语的基督徒里面。
Fruitfulness will be visible as the Holy Spirit works.
当圣灵工作的时候，就会结果子。
Romans 14:7 reminds us today that there is no mystery, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
罗马书这个14:17是这样讲的，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平。并圣灵中的喜爱。
Thank you, Father, for opening your word.
感谢天父，你真是打开你的话语。
Whatever has not been true or exaggerated or false, I pray you'll delete it and erase it.
不论是讲的什么不对的话语，或者是不合适的话语，主啊，你能够把它删除掉。
So what is left?Are pure seeds from you that you can plant in our hearts and grow us into the image of your Son whom you love.
然后剩下的就是你的道的种子能够种在我们的心中，能够让我们成长，能够变成你儿子耶稣基督的样式。
I look forward to hopefully seeing you face to face.In the future, but our future is in the Lord's hands.
我希望很快我能够和众位弟兄姐妹们能够面对面的见面，能够在将来的某一个时候，但是我们的将来是在神的手里面。
And may God give you His rest and His peace, and may you be with Him regularly.
愿神赐给把他的平安，把他的喜乐能够赐给你们，让你们能够在他的怀中。
In Jesus' name we thank you.
奉耶稣基督的名，我谢谢你们。
Amen.
我谢谢你，阿门。
阿门。